Hey boo. Hey boo. How's it going? Baby. 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 You're listening to Baby. You're listening to Baby. CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Baby. Vancouver, do you like it? We are broadcasting from CITR 101.9 FM. Hey boo. Hey boo. Hey boo. Hey boo. Hey boo. Hey boo.
Hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Broadcasting live from UBC, Point Grey campus, on unceded Coast Salish Musqueam land. This is Cue It Up, show that airs every week from 3 to 4 p.m. on CITR. I'm joined by two guests today in the studio, Christine, Emily. I was struck sort of by what to do today's episode about last week. Had the pleasure of being joined for a live performance and in-studio interview with Daniel Terrence Robinson. How do we step down from that? How do we go from the peak to the low as we descend into many things? The cold embrace of winter, December, and exam season. To quote a great philosopher that I know, Bruce Wayne, billionaire playboy, the nighttime is darkest before the daytime. What do you make of that?
I think because we're in this low, we should examine the low and appreciate it and kind of wallow in our low and think about our feelings.
Yeah, baby.
I'm not sure if we should wallow. I think we should recognize the low for what it is, but let...
Recognize the low low.
Yes, recognize the low low.
Low low.
Oh.
Low low.
I think this is, helping me recognize
low,
the low.
Low low.
But not let it get into your head. Like, don't let the low repeat ad nauseum.
No.
Get into your head. Get into your head. Get into your head.
Yeah.
Get into your head.
You just gotta let it float by, but that also means we gotta let the good times float by.
Do we? Don't we have to hold on to the good times?
Well, the good times, you can't hold on to them. They're always gonna... It fluctuates, you know? I feel like people think that their life is gonna get better and better and better until it reaches this peak that it stays at. But that, I don't think that's how life works.
There are no more good times, I think.
There are no more good times?
No.
Thinking of personal good times, like,
get into your head.
The good times are over. Now it's time for new times.
Baby.
Interesting take. So in Cue It Up, usually we have a week to week a theme that kind of organizes the shows. And sometimes this theme is quite closely attached to the music we're listening to. And sometimes it's not so much. I think it's interesting to talk about our feelings. Over the past few weeks, there's been a lot of chances, I think, for everyone to reflect on both their lives and the lives they lead and the worlds they live within. And today's episode, not necessarily will the music so much be corresponding to this theme directly, but I think it's an interesting way of going into listening something, going into a state of listening, is to think about that in terms of reflection. Christine, Emily, both of you do shows at CITR as well, and I'm wondering maybe, and both of you are new programmers as well, you just started doing your shows this year, and I'm wondering what it's been like as new programmers just starting out at CITR. You've been volunteering here for longer than that, but just starting as programmers, how that has been, and what the surprises of that have been, and what the successes of that have been.
Me first? Okay. I was surprised how steep the learning curve was, but how quickly I got more comfortable with speaking on air, and I started using it as a avenue to say whatever I wanted to say or whatever was on my mind, and had the illusion that no one could hear me or could ever hear me.
So you're actually empowered by the fact that you can't see whoever would be listening to you.
Yeah, exactly. Because, I don't know, I feel like putting a face, it like gives me that level of anonymity. Like if I was giving some kind of speech in front of a class, or I told a story on Josh's show, and I never would have said that story in front of a real person. So I've found this sort of dissociation from like any identifying characteristics of myself and my experiences mm-hmm. to be really good, and yeah.
That's very interesting. For me, when I started out, actually that was one of the difficulties, was that because I couldn't gauge how people were responding to me, that was a hurdle to pass.
Right.
But that's very, it is interestingly empowering.
Yeah, it's like you can't, I mean, in a sense, if no one, you don't know how anyone's reacting, you can't mm-hmm. care.
Yeah, exactly. You're kind of liberated from needing to gauge people's response.
Yeah, free from judgment, except your own, when you go and make your podcast.
I'm going to switch to your response in a moment, Christine, but first I have this passage I'd like to read off.
If I could have my wasted days back, would I use them to get back on track? Stop to warm at karma's burning, or look ahead, but keep on turning.
That was just a bit of poetry for everyone to enjoy. Christine, do you have any... What's your response?
Yeah, well, I host a music show on CITR, and I've found it to be completely different from curating a playlist in front of an audience, because often I find when I am making people listen to something I have picked out and thought about carefully, I am gauging their reaction the entire time, and I don't get to enjoy the product myself. It's
right.
Like watching a movie with someone, and it's your favorite movie.
Yeah, it's a very particular feeling.
Yeah.
It's like the moment you recommend something, you feel
right.
obligated for their enjoyment, and
yeah.
if they don't
yeah.
seem, it's like, or is not as, am I letting you down, or did I like mislead you, or like am I not being a good host?
Yeah, like waiting for their favorite part, and then like looking at them and like, isn't this part awesome?
And if they stop paying attention, you're like, come on. I find that like, that's one of the reasons I don't like show people music, even though that's like what I'm supposed to be about in a certain way, because like I don't want to like put my own preferences out there.
Yeah, and also the presumption that because like, oh, you work in the music department, or because you're a music programmer, that means that you must have some kind of special music gene that
right.
means your recommendations are superlatively good.
Right, and I honestly think that like being in the music department has like made me really, like I don't know what my tastes are anymore, because I've been exposed to so much new stuff, and a lot of it I'm like super into, but like there's just the volume of new things has made it impossible for me to like recognize any patterns in what I've been liking, so I'm in a bit of a sea of
it takes a while.
Yeah,
for sure. It's an ongoing process that never ends.
But that's because there's so much good stuff out there, right? You're like, this is all amazing.
It
yeah.
is.
What is the best?
True.
What's my fave?
It's also, you see, like, in getting a lot of the music, you see the stuff in every genre that you really like or think is really great, and also
mm-hmm.
the stuff that you don't like. But then you start to see, like, the value in good exemplars of every genre.
Mm-hmm.
So you start sort of basing your taste more off that rather than being like, super into X.
Anything that Lizzie McGuire has sung on the show exclusively.
Has she sung on the show? Your show?
Do you find it difficult to do the show? Like, is it something you have to put work in, or is it just a matter of doing it?
I put minimal work in. I put a lot more work in when it was new, because I felt like if I put work in beforehand, I'd feel like I had more control in here. But I think now that I know how to use the boards and stuff more, I've started to like feel that sense of control in here, which means my sense of preparation or need to prepare is lessened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the sort of locus of preparation has shifted. Yep.
And how do you feel? Sorry, Christine, do you have a response to that question too?
Yeah,
I know when you were starting out, there was a lot. It's interesting because we try and do similar things with our shows, actually, which is we try and throw in some sound art from time to time, some cut up. Is the show still a lot of work for you on week to week?
It's the best when it is a lot of work. Like, I think I love the preparation for the show more than the show itself sometimes. And yeah, so when I have time to make those little pieces of sound art or redo the research and give myself the time to think about things that I love and am interested in but might otherwise push aside as something I can do in my free time.
Mm-hmm.
When I have, now that I've translated that from free time into a real hobby, it's set me free. It's amazing. Best. Yeah.
Do you feel yourself occupying a kind of character maybe when you do your show, or are you more or less you when you do your show? And I have a follow-up question for this. But first, while you contemplate that,
do I have the strength to know how it'll go? Can I find it inside to deal with what I shouldn't know? Could I have my wasted days back? Would I use them to get back on track? You live it, lie it. My lifestyle determines my death style. My lifestyle determines my death style. Do I have the strength?
All right. Characters. Do you occupy a character when you're doing your show?
I guess my character is a very enthusiastic music lover. I'm just trying to be the most authentic version of myself on the radio most of the time. So it's not necessarily a character. It's definitely a highlight of an aspect of my personality. For instance, I wouldn't be spewing that kind of knowledge like in my lab meetings or in class.
Although having a music-oriented show is a space where you get to be an authority of sorts.
Yeah. I do love
even
that.
If it's just about the things that you personally love.
I feel like the kid that's run on the stage and grabbed the mic and gotten to do their own song in the middle of a professional performance. And everyone's like, that was really nice, that was really cute. And I'm like basking in the limelight. That's how I feel when I'm doing radio.
I don't really feel like I have a character at this point, although I wish I did or might try to cultivate one, because I found that, like, that's something I've started doing in my own life, like, embodying a different character. Like, I get up in the morning and, like, I get dressed very differently every day, and whatever I'm dressed like, I start to act a different way. And maybe because I can't, there's, like, no sort of visual association with the being on a show, that it's hard for me to like figure out how I want to be on the radio, but I do want to take this as an opportunity to release myself into some kind of like different, wacky kind of individual.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. Stay tuned.
And now that we're talking about feelings, how does that sense of like being a character, being on air, do you find that the show you do has some kind of, is influenced by how you're feeling, your emotional state, whether that will make a show more subdued, more upbeat, or if it kind of, your character takes that over.
Yeah, so there have been times when I've been really nervous to make radio, and I have felt, as I was saying the words, that I was, like, creating this mess of bubbling word stew that was indecipherable, and my character wouldn't come through, and then I've listened to that bit again and realized that the character was still there. So I think that my feelings coming into the booth don't matter as much, and that preparation can shine through at times. I haven't had a time when I was like, oh, that I really bungled that one.
Bungled that one.
After the fact.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I feel like when I come in here, I often am feeling many different ways. And when I come in here, like, depending on how I'm feeling, like, I need to relax and, like, listen to 8-minute songs and just sit there. I, like, bring that in here. But then as soon as I'm in here, I, like, let go of all the feelings that made me want to play certain things on the show, and I just, like, let it happen, and, like, by the time I come out, I'm very, like, my mind is very cleared. It's like a very, it's a place of escape, so I don't think it comes through in what I say, but it definitely comes through in what I choose to play. So, yeah.
Keep searching, keep on searching. This search goes on, this search goes on. Frantic tick 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 tock. Frantic tick 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 tock. Frantic tick 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 tock. Frantic tick 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 tock.
Thank you for those responses. We're gonna play some ads after this track you're listening to now. We just heard a song from MMMD, Malproxime, and now we're listening to Sarah DeVacci's new album Vergers, the song In Staying. Vergers has just been released on Important Records. Sarah DeVacci, local analog synth artist, does absolutely incredible drone music. Again, this is Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm joined in studio right now by Christine of Christine. Introduce your show, actually. We haven't even talked about what shows you two do, per se.
My show is called Fresh Slice, and it airs Fridays from 1 to 2. Every Friday.
And Emily?
My show is called Music for the Observant. It's on right before this show. Mm-hmm. And it features new music.
Quick question. You know, because there's a lot of live music on your show, how do you feel that, like, matches up comparatively to when you're not doing live music? Like, what's the experience of hosting people? Were you, let me phrase it this way, were you someone who was, like, their aptitude was in doing interviews before doing the show?
Whose aptitude for doing interviews?
Yes, who has an aptitude for doing interviews before you got the music show, or you do interviews quite regularly now?
Yeah, I am really not comfortable with interviews quite yet. Mm.
Although recently you did, like, a 40-minute long interview.
That was very stressful, and I've kind of started to repress it already.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, just because I like to know what's going to happen, and, like, I've learned from the live in studios I've done to expect the unexpected. Like, even today when everything was all set up, and then, like, I wasn't even thinking about which channel it was on, and then I was like, no. But I think as I keep doing more, I've sort of learned what kind of safeguards I can have in place. And I think what I've learned about interviewing is to sort of be a part of it, like, try and get into a conversation rather than just asking a question and getting them to answer and then ask the next question. Just, like, try to talk to them like they're real people.
It's so hard for me to do.
Yeah, it's hard for me to do too. But I think as I do more, I've noticed, even after only doing, like, 2 or 3.
Well, you know, we're all about mythologizing various social constructs here at CITR, whether it be the status of the in-studio programmer, like someone like one of us who, you know, is lucky enough to have a show on CITR, to the status of artists, you know, is we're all people making radio together.
Yes, I definitely find it more intimidating to interview people older than me, like if a band members are like in their late 30s or 40s and they've been at it a while. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hi. And yeah, I get more intimidated by that, whereas like otherwise I sort of don't feel that like authority from the band, and it's more, you know,
we're doing hand gestures.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of like a cycling gesture.
What's called? Like skiing, cross-country skiing. it's like two tracks skiing. And you're just going, not like one ski is like,
yeah,
up here.
Yeah, yeah. I know that, right?
You're in the same level.
On the same level.
On the same plane.
The plane dimension, yeah.
Well, at CITR 101.9 FM, you're always on the right plane.
I've worn out always being afraid. An endless stream of fear that I've made. Treading water full of worry. This frantic tick-tick-talk of hurry. Do I have the strength to know how it'll go? Can I find it inside to deal with what I shouldn't know? Worn out always being afraid. An endless stream of fear that I've made. You live it, lie it. Keep searching, keep on searching. This search goes on, this search goes on. My lifestyle determines my death style. Frantic tick 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 tock. Frantic tick 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 tock. My lifestyle, birth is pain. Determines my death style, life is pain. A rising tide, death is pain. That pushes to the other side, it's... Wow, what a great interview. Let's listen to it again. Here on Cue It Up. Wow. What a great interview. Let's listen to it again. Here on Cue It Up. Wow. What a great interview. Let's listen to it again. Here on Cue It Up. Wow. What a great interview. Let's listen to it again. Here on Cue It Up. Wow. What a great interview. Let's listen to it again.
Do you like it?
Here on Cue It Up. Wow, what a great interview. Let's listen to it again. Here on Cue It Up. Wow, what a great interview.
We are broadcasting from CITR 101.9 FM.
What a great interview. Let's listen to it again. Here on Cue It Up.
Wow, what a great interview. Let's listen to it again. That kind of organizes the shows. And sometimes this theme is quite closely attached to the music we're listening to. And sometimes it's not so much. I think it's interesting to talk about our feelings. Over the past few weeks, there's been a lot of chances, I think, for everyone to reflect on both their lives and the lives they lead and the worlds they live within. And today's episode... not necessarily will the music so much be corresponding to this theme directly, but I think it's an interesting way of going into it.
Wow, what a great interview. Let's listen to it again. Here on Cue It Up. Wow, what a great interview. Let's listen to it again. Here on Cue It Up.
Hey, hey guys, it's John, listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was a recorded interview from last week's episode. Unfortunately, I've been running all about today. Did not have the time to prepare a full hour for you. However, you know, I can't, you know, speak for myself personally. I think it's pretty nice. I think it's pretty, well, what do I mean, it's pretty...
Great interview. Let's listen to it again, here on Cue It Up.
Yeah, that's like more or less how I feel. More or less. For the remaining 30 minutes, we're just going to be listening to some new tunes, some older tunes. Yeah, just going to get to share some of that music with you. No major theme today. We're just running through, you know, sort of like taking care of what needs to be taken care of. You're going to hear some messages from CITR's many, many friends. And then right afterwards, We're going to listen to a few tracks from Matt Most. Matt Most, who are playing at the Western Front tomorrow as the final part of the Western Front's sound art series, Wave Equations, based around, if I'm not mistaken, artists who sort of like use means of drawing signals, those within sensate and insensate realms, to human perception and translating those signals into sound and music. Matt Mose's most recent album, of course, being Ultimate Care 2, based on the cycle of a washing machine as it progresses, sampling that washing machine during an hour-long washing cycle. 30-minute washing cycle, rather. In any case, here's some messages, and we'll be right back.
Would I use them to get back on track? Stop to warm at karma's burning, or look ahead, but keep on turning.
This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit CITR.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say?
Or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualicum and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quichua Indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary.
Unceded Airwaves airs every Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
And we meet every Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. to plan our upcoming shows.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
Hello, this is Tony Bardock of the Little Guitar Arming, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Now, for our more dreadful sacrifice.
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human, your weekly guide to all that is new, weird and wonderful in the world of electronic music. So please join me, Gareth Moses, for electronic music old and new, inane comments and the occasional sacrifice. More Than Human on CITR.
December 6th is the National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women. It represents an opportunity for Canadians to reflect on gendered violence in our society. This day honors the victims of the 1989 massacre of 14 young engineering students at L'École Polytechnique de Montréal. 26 years later, it's important not only to reflect on those women who lost their life because of misogyny, but also to consider how women in general suffer from violence on a day-to-day basis. Half of all women in Canada have experienced at least one incident of physical or sexual violence since the age of 16. Trans women and First Nations women are particularly at risk of sexual violence. Tune in to CITR 101.9 FM for special programming on December 6th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Let me just put my headset on so I can hear myself. As you hear me, all the better. Anyhow, we just heard two tracks from acclaimed Baltimore duo Matmos. We heard first an excerpt from the album Ultimate Care, produced entirely from a washing machine, sampled from a washing machine, loops of washing machine frequencies and acoustic sounds related to the opening and closing and selection of washing machines, manipulated and laid on top of itself, and, you know, it's a real interesting work. And Matmos, they write these epic prosaic compositions to describe their albums. I'm not gonna read all of this off, but there's this part at the end I particularly like. Where is this? Let me just look for it real quick. The duo know how to rein in the processing too. In its starkest passage, we hear the rinse cycle of the machine run uninterruptedly for 4 minutes as a slow filter sweep combs across the oceanic frequency range. The result is a kind of environment LP that never was. The psychologically ultimate washing machine. It's a gesture that's likely to infuriate some people and tantalize others. Is this the conceptualist emperor's new clothes? A wistful domestic reverie? a parody of recent moves in object-oriented philosophy, a feminist point about alienated domestic labor, an elegy to a discontinued model that stands in for unsustainable and water-wasteful technologies generally, or simply an immersion in the beauty of the noises of the everyday. We're thinking about the multiple means through which music and art can be filtered through the individual, without which perhaps that art could not in and of itself exist. Such lofty points, and no more to be said in these last 7 minutes to substantiate them. Anyhow, the second track we had was also from Atmos. It was The Last Delicious Cigarette from recent album The West, sort of just a melange of various acoustic recordings, tape recordings mixed together and made frantic. The song we heard was Last Delicious Cigarette, and it was a lovely track. I don't know. I don't have much to say about it right now. Kind of getting sleepy, tired. It's warm in here. It's like being in the womb of sorts. Anyhow, Calgary artist Funyap, who will be reviewed in the new issue of Discorder, out available now, and who is also in the last issue of Sad Mag, another local Vancouver arts publication, will be playing a show at the Toast Collective on Saturday with artists Only a Visitor and Moondell. We're going to listen to a track from Funyap, aptly titled The Fun Machine. Funyap just released an album called Palimpsest, sort of a melange of seemingly contradictory elements, be that of her classical music underpinnings, with more experimental and introspective takes, to various intersections of upbringing and, well, you know, read the review once out. I think it's a good one. This is Funyap's The Fun Machine. After this, we're going to be going to our next program, Rhythms and Beats. Is that correct? I'm going to look this up right now real quick. In the meantime, you can put on the beginning of the song. Go sit back and enjoy. Thank you for enjoying this half episode of Queued Up today. Although, I guess, you know, I really do think there's something to be said for that interview. Just kind of comes together in a nice way. So, you know, I'm glad I got to play it. Sorry, Vibes and Stuff. Vibes and Stuff is coming up next on CIJR 101.9 FM. And we'll be back with you next week. Here's Funyap's The Fun Machine.
Extends along to brush the dust. Thank you.